Thanks for listening to today's message. We hope that it will encourage you and help you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.
Well, good morning. I'll start like this. I'm at a bit of an interesting season in my life. I'm at a season in my life where I haven't decided, and I flip-flop every day, whether I am young or old. And it really just depends on the context, I think. It depends who I'm with. It depends who I'm talking to. Sometimes I feel like quite a young guy. Like when I'm at on a Monday night at a leadership council meeting here at CPC, I typically feel like a young guy. I feel like a young guy. Josiah coming on board has kind of brought that down a little bit, but that's sort of the general feeling I get. No offense to the other leadership council members, but then I go to work, you know, the next day, and I definitely feel like an old guy because at 37 years old, working with a crew of 20-something and younger guys, you definitely feel like the old guy. I remember one time too. I was helping to lead a young adults group, and at that time it was a few years back. I was in my early 30s, I think, and I felt like I was still like peers with the young adults, and so we'd be chatting, and I'd be leading this group, and then I'd say something like, "Yeah, that's before cell phones were popular." Or I'd say something like, "Yeah, that's before the internet was really a thing yet." And I'd just be met with these blank stares like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, I'm an old guy." So I haven't made that decision yet. So some of you may be looking at me and saying, "Who's this young guy preaching?" Others of you may be looking at me and be saying, like, "What does this old guy have to say to me?" I don't know where I stand right now, but whether I'm young or old, what I know is I have lived enough life to notice a few patterns and seasons that have been recurring in my life. When I was younger, I would find myself in a certain season, not knowing that it was a season. And if that season was kind of a rough one, a tough one, I would kind of sometimes despair and be like, "Oh, well, I guess this is my life now." And I'd get in a little bit of a depression or whatever the case may be. I remember parenting. I had to learn a lot of things about seasons with parenting. When I was when we first moved to the Valley, I was a stay-at-home dad for about a year. We came because Melissa found a job here, and I hadn't found work yet. And long story short, I stayed home with our daughter at the time. And what I found is at times when she was corrected, she would do things like laugh and run away or just defy what I asked her to do. And I'd be like, "Oh my goodness." And I'd have these crazy thoughts. And if you're a parent, don't judge. You've been here before and you've had these thoughts. Like, maybe she hasn't invited Jesus into her life yet and the enemy has taken over. Or, you know, she just has no conscience. Am I raising some kind of sociopath? Or she just doesn't seem any remorse for her behavior. And, of course, she continued to grow up. And those certain behaviors, she grew out of. And with our second daughter, then I saw those. And while those seasons were frustrating, I'm like, this is just that. It's a season. And we can get through this, and we will get through this. And I'm sorry to use you as an example, sweetheart, but what I will say is right now I am the father of two very kind, beautiful, wonderful, caring girls who are not demon-possessed sociopaths. Most definitely. They're wonderful, and I love them. One of them was on drums this morning. Proud dad moment. But what I've come to realize in 37 years, and whether you think that's a lot or a little, that's up to you. But is that there's different seasons, whether it's parenting, whether it's finances, whether it's social seasons. There are different seasons in life, and they come and they go. Some are good, some are tough, some are long, some are short, but they are all seasons. And life is made up of a series of seasons that come and go. One thing all these seasons have in common is that they do all come to an end and that they all move us forward. And as a church, we're in the middle of a sermon series called Seasons, where we're taking the changing seasons throughout the year and we're using it as a metaphor for the changing seasons of our lives. We can see these seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter. We know the seasons that we see in the year. And while those are easy to see, sometimes we have a harder time seeing the things in our life as seasons. We've started looking at our lives with the metaphor of spring. There are seasons in our lives where we start new things, where we plant seeds, where we make new relationships, all those kind of things. There's a season of newness, of planting. We've looked at our lives with the metaphor of the season of summer, where it's a time for fun, it's a time for having parties, it's a time for watering and cultivating the seed that we had planted in the spring. And now this is the first week we're going to be looking at the season of fall as a metaphor for some times in our lives where it feels like fall. It feels like something's changing, but not necessarily desirable change all the time. A change from something maybe more desirable to something less desirable. And while the change may not be all bad, the change is in a direction that we might consider backward, downward, that kind of thing. So when we look at the actual season of fall throughout the year, there's usually two types of attitudes towards fall. There's two types of people when it comes to fall. Raise your hand if you are the type of person who loves fall. Yeah, you see fall as a time of beautiful colors, a time of cozy sweaters and cozy blankets and hot apple punch and pumpkin pie, and if you're Pastor Chad, Christmas decorations. You just skip that whole fall thing and move to good stuff, right? I see what you're doing. I see it. Maybe you're in the other category, though. Raise your hand if you're not a huge fan of fall. I guess that's why you try and skip it, hey? You're not a huge fan of fall. You take the attitude, summer's over, no more beach days, all my plants are dying, and bring on the rain. And that's sort of maybe, that's the flip side. There's the cozy sweaters and the apple punch, and then there's the summer's over, my plants are dying, I need to buy an umbrella. I'm more in line with person one. I kind of like the changing of the season. My wife, on the other hand, is more in line with person two. But it got me wondering, the same thing is happening, the same things are going on in the season. How is it that one group of people says, this is an awesome time of the year and I love it, and the other group of people says, this is terrible, I hate fall, and it's just a bad time for me. Same things are going on, two different attitudes. And what I came to realize, it's just a difference in perspective and a difference in focus. And while, you know, the fall season of the year, it's a time where maybe sometimes we get a little bummed out because summer's over. When we take a look at the fall seasons of our lives, it can have a little bit more impact on us. When something undesirable when we transition to something undesirable or less desirable in our lives, our perspective can get biased towards the negative. But just like perspective is the difference in people's view towards the season of fall in the year, our perspective can be all the difference when we enter those fall seasons in our lives as well. So for the remainder of our time, I want to talk about two ways we can intentionally shift our focus, shift our perspective when the fall seasons come our way. The fall seasons that aren't all bad, but have some negatives in them, and that we can sometimes get a little depressed about. So one area where we can shift our focus in the fall seasons of our lives is a shift from I've lost something to I'm moving forward. A shift from losing something to moving forward. A little while ago, our staff and leadership council, we went on a little retreat. We didn't retreat very far. We just went to the YFC grounds at Riverbend here in town. But our district superintendent, Ken Russell, came in, and he led some leadership training sessions. And one of the things he said that stuck out to me is, you know, when things change in our church and people react negatively to those changes, it's not the change that we are always reacting to. It's not the change or that something has changed. It's the fact that we feel we've lost something dear. And that really stuck out to me. And I'm like, and I started to think about changes in my life that I've reacted maybe not in the best way to. And it's like, yeah, I think that's true. When I'm not reacting to the fact that something has changed, I'm reacting to that I feel like something is lost. I mentioned having a hard time with the changing of fall. Often it's because we feel we've lost summer and we're mourning summer. And as trivial as that may be, it's kind of serious for some. But some of us, we get kind of depressed about fall because we've lost summer. And when we're in a fall season of our life, usually we're experiencing a transition where we're moving maybe away from something that we held dear. Maybe you are in a fall season, maybe you're not, but maybe you've experienced a fall season where maybe you've moved towns and you've left friends, you've left family behind. Maybe someone else has moved out of your life and they've moved to a different town and you've kind of lost having a close friend nearby you. Maybe you're a little further along in life than I am, and you've just sent your last child off to college, and you and your spouse are kind of navigating the whole empty nest thing, and it's a fall season. You feel like maybe you've lost something, a little piece of something you held dear. Or maybe it's on the flip side. You had all the kids out of the nest, and they're starting to make their way back, and you feel like, man, I've lost that freedom I had when I sent them off to college. I thought we were done. But, you know, I'm guilty of boomeranging a little bit, too. But I don't know, whatever that fall season is for you, whatever that season of loss is, they can be difficult because we maybe feel like we've lost something. We've moved forward, but we've moved away from something we held dear. But through this series, one of the things we've been trying to stress and trying to emphasize is the fact that transitions move us forward. At times, it can definitely feel like a step backwards in our lives, but perhaps if we change our perspective and our focus in order to see what God has for us, we'll see the forward motion that He's bringing us through. We can see the forward motion of the path that God has us on. It may be that we actually are moving backwards in one area, but God is moving us backwards in one area so He can move us forwards in another, so He can teach us something that will be useful for our lives in the future. But when we experience that feeling of having lost something, it's difficult to focus our attention on anything other than what we feel like we've lost. In these seasons, we need to ask God things like, in what area, God, are you moving me forward? God, where are you trying to take me in this season? What is the forward motion that you have me on? What is this forward trajectory that you're building in my life? Because right now it feels like I'm moving backwards. And we need to seek God for these answers. We see a time like this in the history of the Israelites, God's people, back in the Old Testament. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, if you have your Bibles, you can feel free to turn there with me. Or you can just listen along as I read. Joshua chapter 1, it tells about a change that happened in Israel. After being led by a guy named Moses for many years, Moses has died. And Joshua and the people of Israel as well, no doubt they're feeling the loss of Moses. Probably feeling like this was a step in the wrong direction, probably feeling like they were moving backwards on their journey into the land that God has promised them. So God spoke to Joshua. He revealed himself and showed him the plan that he was working. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, it says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, 'Moses, my servant, is dead.'" God kind of just says it like it is, rips the band-aid off. Moses is dead. And that's the bad news. That's the thing they feel they've lost. He says, "Moses, my servant, is dead." But then he moves on. He says, "Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Now, the people of Israel, they likely felt like they were moving backwards and they'd lost something. And God says, yes, you have lost something. And it's okay to feel that loss. It's okay to mourn that loss. But I have something greater for you. And this is to move you forward. In these seasons, we feel like we're moving to something less desirable, but God is still moving us forward. Transitions move us forward. Sometimes we just need to look to find that forward momentum. And in order to see it, we have to shift our focus. We have to change our perspective at times so that we can see where God is taking us. Again, it's okay to mourn what has passed. It's okay to feel the loss. Sometimes, though, we can't stay there forever, but or along with those feelings, we need to look. We need to look for what God might be doing. Ask God, where are you taking me? How is this actually forward momentum? Because I know it is. I know you're bringing me somewhere. So at times when we see these seasons of fall in our life, less desirable things have come our way. Sometimes maybe fairly devastating things have come our way. Sometimes, well, we need to change our perspective from I've lost something to God is moving me ahead. The other thing, the other way we can change our perspective relating to the season of fall is changing our perspective from what's dying to what we're harvesting. Changing our perspective from what's dying and to what we're harvesting. I remember one time I was talking to my mother-in-law about the changing seasons and saying how I really liked the changing of the season. And she mentioned she didn't because she found it to be a time of dying, a season of dying. And I understand where she's coming from because if you look out, it's starting already and you can see leaves that were a vibrant green and were full of life. They have changed color and some of them are drying up and falling off the tree. Plants that we planted in spring and that we cultivated through the summer are now getting yellow, brown, shriveling up, and dying. And so you could look out at that and say, yeah, it's fall. It's a time where the things I've put energy into and the things I've enjoyed are passing away. And that is one way to look at it. And I understand how in this season, this physical season, and in those fall seasons of your life, how we can view them as a time of passing away. It's a time of, yeah, things are going away, things are dying in our lives. But before, for instance, a tomato plant goes yellow and dries up, what do we get? Tomatoes, a tomato harvest. Before all the leaves fall off the apple tree in my backyard, what do I get? Buckets of apples. Perhaps in the fall seasons of life, when we're experiencing this change to something that we didn't necessarily want or something that has got us worried or depressed, at times we need to focus less on the fact that the plant we had cultivated died and more on what we got from it, what we got from those previous seasons. See, God isn't surprised by any season that comes in our life. God isn't surprised at when a fall season comes. God isn't surprised when we transition into something that has us down, has us depressed, has us sad. God knows what's coming, and he is building stuff inside of each and every one of us that we can use when those seasons come. Maybe you're not in a fall season right now in life. Maybe you're in spring, and you're planting new things, and things are great. Maybe you're in summer, you're cultivating, and it's a great time, and God bless you. And it's a wonderful time. There's nothing wrong with being in those times. But knowing that, just like the seasons of the year always come and always go, sometimes we need to, in those summer and spring seasons, look at what God is doing in us so that when the fall seasons come, we can recognize the fruit that God is bringing that we can use in those times. While something may have dried up in your life, God has been working through that to bring a useful harvest, something for you to take hold of, something for you to get nourishment, sustenance, to support you in those times. And God is always at work. It's easy to see, you know, in the physical world, what a harvest is. You got a garden in your backyard. Yeah, the plants have gone, but look at all these cucumbers and these tomatoes and squash and all this kind of stuff. It takes a little more looking when you talk about the fall seasons in life to see what is the harvest. What is the harvest? What kinds of fruit can we harvest from life? We can harvest fruit. I've got a few things. There's no doubt many more. But things like faith. Things like faith. In those spring and summer times, we can really see God's blessing in a real tangible way. And we can build up faith. If we look, we can see God is providing. God is good. We sang about it today. And wherever you are in life right now, whatever season you're in, you may have viewed those songs about God's goodness differently. But in those seasons of tangibly seeing God's faithfulness in the times where it's bright and it's sunny and things are good, you can see the faithfulness of God, and that will build faith for the times when perhaps things are not quite so bright, things are not quite so sunny, the rains have come, and it'll build faith in us that we can take hold of, that we can use to sustain us, knowing that God is good, God is supporting us. This is a season. He was faithful in the past. He will be faithful in the future. And in this time right now where it doesn't feel so great, I know that God is faithful. We can harvest the fruit of faith. Tied to that is we can harvest the fruit of knowledge. We learn certain things throughout our lives. And sometimes when the fall seasons come, and it's tied to the same thing as faith. We can know that God is good. We can know that He is faithful. We can look back and say, I have learned this about what God has taken me through and what God will take me to in the future. And that those things can be a fruit we can harvest to sustain us in the fall. Other things are things like relationships. Summer is often a time of building relationships, hanging out with friends. And when the fall comes, sometimes those relationships are going to be very important, and you need people around you to support you. We're building relationships. We can harvest that fruit. Skills we've learned. I remember one time, not long ago, the company I was working for a restoration company, and we shut down. The boss retired, and it was just a small company. It was just the two of us, and I found myself out of work. But over the past few years in restoration, you learn a lot of different things. And so I, in that fall season I was in of being without work, transition to from desirable, making a steady income, to undesirable, not so much making a steady income. I was able to use some of the skills I learned. And, you know, I did some painting for people. I did a bit of flooring. I built a big loft bed for these people, because I'd learned some skills in the times when things were good that I was able to use in the times when things were a little tougher. And one of those skills actually turned into a steady job for me that I'm in now, and I'm very thankful for that time where I was able to learn some things and I could use them to get me through that kind of the fall season. Actually happened during the summer, But yeah, it was good. And that's a testament to the things God has brought out in my life. And He's doing the same thing in each one of your lives as well. But while God is definitely at work to grow useful fruit in your life, we're working too. We're planting, either consciously or unconsciously. We have been sowing seed, and we have been cultivating things that are going to bear fruit in our lives as well. Every choice we make is a seed planted, and every time we make that choice, it's being watered and cultivated. Question is the inevitable fruit from this seed I'm planting through my choices going to be useful, useless, or even harmful when it comes time for harvest? Are you growing food, or are you growing a plant that looks pretty, but it's actually poisonous by your choices? In Galatians 6, 7 to 10, Paul tells the church in Galatia, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please the flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, this is a promise, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially those who belong to the family of believers. God says, you will reap what you sow. He says this through Paul. He says, if you're going to sow to please the flesh, well, when time comes for harvest, all you're going to have is those things to hold on to. But if you sow to please the Spirit, if you sow the things of God into your life, then fruit like faith, fruit like trust, fruit like peace, fruit like joy, those are the kind of things you're going to reap. But if you're sowing to the flesh, you're going to reap things that are not going to sustain you when these fall seasons come. When God tells us in His Word what He wants us to be about, and when God tells us in His Word what He wants us to avoid, He's doing it for a reason, and the reason is for our good. Is the reason is so that we can have a harvest of something that's really good when we need it. And that's why God tells us the things He tells us in His Word. And sometimes we think we can do better, and sometimes we think we know better, but all we get from the choices we make is fruits of addiction, empty fruits that don't sustain us. If we're choosing to plant the seeds of the party lifestyle and abusing substances and all those kind of things, when tough times come, what are we going to reach out to? Those same things. And what's that going to be? That's going to be a snare to us. And that's how a lot of people end up in addictions. But if we sow the things that God tells us to sow, if we sow according to the Spirit, according to God's Word, the harvest that's going to come is the best harvest. God knows what He's talking about. He created life. And He knows what kind of things we need to plant into our life to reap a good harvest. So when we find ourselves in those fall seasons, sometimes we need to change our perspective from seeing death to seeing harvest. Sometimes we need to change our perspective from what we've lost to where we're going. In conclusion, as I close, I want to read to you from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's a fairly familiar passage. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace. He says, to everything, there's a time and a season. And in every season of life, there is a purpose, some purpose. God is sovereign. He's in control. He's not surprised by the seasons that come in our lives. And transitions move us forward. So whether we're walking through spring, whether we're walking through summer or fall or winter, whatever season in life, it's important to ask, God, what is your purpose in this season? We need to view the season we are in light of the seasons that are past, looking forward to the season that is ahead. And that's true for whatever season you might find yourself in. If you find yourself in a darker season, it's important to look ahead to the season that is coming. And it is a good season. A season of summer. And if you're in summer, it's important to make provisions for the inevitable fall that will come at some point in your life and make sure we are planting the seed that's going to sustain us then. Seeds planted in the things of God, and we can reap a harvest of fruit that is beneficial to us. We need to ask, God, what is the purpose of this season that we are in? We need to ask God, where in my life are you moving me forward right now? Remember, transitions move us forward. Where in life are you moving me forward, God? And keeping that harvest time in mind, asking ourselves and being honest with ourselves, will the harvest from the choices I'm making now sustain me, be useless to me, or even be a snare to me when I need them the most? Let's pray and close. God, we thank you for your goodness through all seasons of life. God, we thank you that you are a good God, that you are the good God that we talked about. And that doesn't change no matter what we are going through, no matter what kind of season we are in. Your goodness remains the same. And so, God, we pray that you would help us to plant good seed, that you would help us to make the choices, and you would guide us to make the choices that are pleasing to you and beneficial to us. God, we pray for a shift in focus. God, when we feel like life is rough, that the fall season is taking over and we may feel depressed, we may feel like we're mourning something. God, would you reveal to us where you're taking us forward, what your plan is. God, you are good all the time, and you have good things in store for your people. And we thank you for that, and we praise you in your name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to today's message. We hope that it encouraged you as you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.